Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Loving Life Podcast, coming from a parent's perspective, where we take a look at the past, the present, and discuss what the future has in store for all of us.
Hey, we're going to chat about life experiences, kids, work, job, food, family, vacation, music. Did I say food? Of course I did. Hey, there's only one ride on this roller coaster of life, so why not make it amazing?
Welcome to the Loving Life Podcast.
Hello, hello, and welcome. It's Charlie, and a very special edition of the podcast today. It's not very often I get to go out and interview artists that we play on the radio station, but when I do, I would love to bring them to you, and that's what we're going to do today. April 2nd, the Van Buren downtown Phoenix had OMD perform, and I had never seen them perform live. In fact, when I started my radio career back in the 80s, OMD was just coming out with their big hits on the radio as well. And so before the concert here on April 2nd, I had the opportunity to sit down, have a conversation with Paul Humphries from OMD. And this is how that conversation went. So hopefully you enjoy it. Paul from OMD, welcome to Phoenix.
It's great to be back. It's the last time we were here, I think we were playing with Depeche Mode.
Wow. So how long ago was that?
That was 1988.
I was going to say it's been a long time since you've been here.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why that is, because there's actually a fan website that lists every gig we've ever done. So when we're on tour, we're always consulting it to see the last time we played, and it seemed like we've not been back here since 88. So
right, got to spread it out a little bit, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure why, but it's great to be back anyway.
Sure. How's the tour been going so far?
It's been amazing, actually. It's been really fantastic. It's the longest sort of headline tour we've done in America since the 80s. So, we just come from California. We sold out everywhere. We've been selling out pretty much everywhere on this tour. So it's been really good.
It's been since 88, since you've been here. Give me a taste of what we can expect from tonight's show when you guys are on stage. I know it's going to be amazing, but it's going to be some of the old and some of the new, too.
Yeah, I mean, we got the new album, The Punishment of Luxury, out. Mm-hmm. And the fans seem to have really taken to the album, so we're playing sort of five or six from that tonight. And they seem to integrate really well into the set. But we're playing a selection from all the albums, really, and pretty much every song you expect to hear, I think you're going to hear. But so we're also doing we're throwing in a couple of things, like an old B-side, which is we're doing a really special moment where we go down the front, and it's the closest you get to OMD Unplugged.
Right,
we're all at the front of the stage performing. It'll be a fun moment.
I was checking out some of the songs from the new album. I think one of my favorite songs is As We Open, So We Close.
Interesting.
When I heard it, I was like, wow. Just such a very cool sound, very slow tempo, but man, oh man.
Well, it's one of my favorite tracks on the album, actually.
Really?
I'm really pleased with that. Because, you know, in the early days, OMD had a lot of German influences.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Kraftwerk and Neu and Lederseldorf and Cannes and all those bands.
Right.
But recently, Andy and I were always switched on, and we're always listening to what the new movements are. And there's a new movement called glitch in electronic music, and a lot of people are doing it really badly. I mean, glitch is basically using sounds that you would normally discard, like clicks and pops and distortions and stuff, but trying to make music out of.
Right.
And a lot of people haven't been doing it so well, but recently there's been some really interesting bands making really interesting music.
Right.
And there's a German artist, going back to Germany, there's a German artist called Atom TM, like Atom Trademark.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he was the first artist we heard who was actually doing it in a really interesting way. So that song, As We Open, So We Close, is completely influenced by Atom TM, this new German artist.
Initially, my thoughts were Art of Noise when I heard it.
Yeah,
it's got that stop-start and just
that very, yeah, that very sort of, electronic sound.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very electronic. It's very kind of dysfunctional in a way.
But right, right.
It starts dysfunctional and then gets into this really beautiful song and then gets dysfunctional towards the end.
Right. So let me step back to the 80s. What is your favorite memory of the 80s? Like something that you could look back at and go, yep, that was the 80s. That was the best.
I mean, I think it was probably the first time we did the British Top of the Pops, which was the show to get on. Mm-hmm. A show I was watching as I watched all of these amazing artists from David Bowie. And all performing on that show when I was a kid, and then all of a sudden I'm on it. And, Andy and I remember the first time we did it, we looked at each other and go, wow, how did this happen? How did we manage to get on this show? And but all of those things, first time we came to America was great. We played New York, hurrahs in New York, and that was amazing. And yeah, there's been so many highlights. It's hard to pick them, really. I mean, probably our favorite tour we did of America. I mean, we've been so enjoying this one, but probably our favorite tour of America was the one we did with Depeche Mode.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And we played, the Rose Bowl in Pasadena was
huge
probably.
Arenas.
Yeah, we're playing massive arenas, but the Rose Bowl in Pasadena was a very special show.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's always special there. As you were saying, getting on Top of the Pops has got to be just amazing because, like you said, you watched it as a young person, and then all of a sudden you're performing on it. And a lot of the UK artists that I've read about and watched some of their interviews, it's the same thing. They say Top of the Pops. It was just, it's like the pinnacle to be on and to do that. So good stuff.
But also, we did like American Bandstand.
Right, with Dick Clark.
With Dick Clark. And that was such a...
The man who never aged.
I know, it's incredible. It's like he's been sort of hermetically sealed at one age. And
exactly. So what's next for you guys? You keep touring here in the States. When does the tour end here?
Well, we've done 19 shows. Mm-hmm. We've done 19 shows in the States, so we've got another 9 to go.
Right.
And then, because we've been touring really since last summer.
Right.
We did festivals, and then we did a promotional tour, and then we toured the whole of the UK, massive tour of the UK, huge tour of Europe.
Right.
Had a break for Christmas, and then February picked it up again in Europe again.
Right.
Into America, so it's been constant.
How do you do it?
Well,
we're not young chickens anymore. How do you do it?
Well, I think actually this band keeps us young.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of young performers in the band?
No, we're all old. I mean, Stuart, actually, because our drummer had a heart attack. Our original drummer, Mal Holmes, had a heart attack on the 2013 tour.
Oh, my goodness.
Mal Holmes. So he's retired from the band.
Yeah.
So Stuart, who was briefly in the band in the 90s and co-wrote things like Sailing on the Seven Seas and stuff,
right.
He's a multi-instrumentalist, but he's a great drummer, so he's joined us back on drums.
That's great.
So
how do you guys get hooked up with John Hughes back then? I mean, that's John the Hughes, big one.
The great thing about John Hughes was he had incredible taste in music.
Sure.
And he loved all the British bands.
I want these guys to write.
No, he loved British bands.
Sure.
And he used our song Tesla Girls in Weird Science.
Yes, he did.
And so we just got a call out of the blue. And it was crazy, really, because Andy and I got the call from John Hughes, and he sent us the script, and so Andy and I wrote the song.
Right.
And we flew out with a multi-track tape to California, to LA, to mix the song.
Sure.
And we get an urgent call from him when we land, because this was 2 days before we started a 2-month American tour.
Right.
Just, we had 2 days off just to mix the song.
Sure.
And he says, contact me as soon as you land. So we contacted him, and he said, I'm sorry, guys, but the song you've written doesn't fit my film anymore.
Right. And he cut it.
So he said, look, well, can you just write us a new one?
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, John, we're on tour in 3 days' time. So he said, no, don't worry, I'm going to book Larrabee Studios in Hollywood, and you can hire anything you want, I'll pay for it, because all our instruments were being flown to San Francisco to start the tour, so we didn't even have any instruments.
Wow.
And so we just hired some stuff in, and Andy and I, we sat there all day and all night, actually, until 6 a.m., having just landed.
Right, tired.
Absolutely exhausted, jet lag.
Oh my goodness.
And we wrote If You Leave just off the cuff. And
it's amazing.
But that night we just kind of roughly demoed it and then stuck it on a cassette because the cassette's in there.
Sure.
And we got a courier to take it over to John. Me and Andy went to bed. and 2 hours later, the phone's ringing. And it's John saying, I love it. Get back in the studio and record it.
Now, so, now finish it.
Just go finish it.
That's
now.
Great. That is such an amazing story because it's like your biggest work. That, you know, that biggest, such a big pop song, and it was written in 24 hours.
We barely even remember writing it. But the thing was, you know, we were really lucky, because nine times out of ten, when you do that, you write a piece of rubbish. Yeah. You know? So, you know, when you're under that kind of pressure, but we somehow wrote that song.
It's amazing. Paul, thanks for spending some time with us. I know you've got a lot of things going on. It is truly an honor to meet you, and I'm looking forward to the show. When I started my radio career, you guys were big, and this is taking me back to the beginning of my career. So thank you for that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for coming to talk with me.
And there you have it, the conversation with Paul Humphries from OMD. A big thanks to him and, of course, the band and the folks down at the Van Buren downtown. What an amazing show that was, and hopefully they don't wait for 30 some odd years before they come back again, and maybe they could do more of their new material as well. So hopefully you enjoyed that conversation with Paul Humphries from OMD, and when I get more of those, I'll bring them your way as well. Thanks for checking out the very special edition of the podcast, the Loving Life podcast, and I'm going to put in parentheses second wave because that fits into the Second Wave show. By the way, if you have not checked that show out, 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. on Sunday nights, it's all new wave music. So you'll hear OND if you leave, but you'll also hear some other tracks in there from the band as well. It's not just always about the bigger hits. It might be about the other hits that came out as well. So check that out. The Second Wave on Cool FM 94.5. You can also stream that on our radio.com app, which is all you have to do is download it on your phone. And you can listen anywhere, anytime. And of course, you're going to check out the podcast on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you tell your friends. Give me a rating. All that kind of good stuff. Would love to hear from you. That does it for today. It's the Loving Life Podcast with Charlie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.